Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're going live, direct to tape here in Los Angeles. Hi, Ali Blum.
Hello, Ross Drummond.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Saw the Super Bowl last night.
You love sports.
I love me some sports.
You must get pumped up.
I love those Denver Panthers.
Is that their name?
Nope, Broncos. Nope.
Broncos.
Are they? You know what I like about American football?
Go on.
Is how Nothing. Much they kick the ball with their feet.
Very little indeed.
Almost not at all.
I was gonna say you'd piss off a lot of American football fans, but then I can't imagine the crossover of people that love American football also love 90s nostalgia podcasts that are poorly produced.
Side note,
come on,
I don't mind if they hate me.
I don't
that's
care.
Okay,
yeah, it's fine.
They I mean, can hate me, that's
listen,
fine.
We're all God's creatures, we're all entitled to an opinion.
I like baseball.
I love baseball,
especially when it's played by a trio of ducks.
I love anything duck related, and for a period in the 90s
there was Duckageddon,
which there was a Duck and You'll Miss It. There was it's not as good as I'd hoped.
Well, it came out. You said it. Nothing we can do about that.
There
now.
Isn't anything I can do about
it's
it
escaped
anymore.
Your mouth and now it's in strangers' ears.
It's quacked right out of me.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like I should duck out of this conversation.
Hmm. Yes. I've got nothing.
Cracking.
DuckTales, a woohoo. Woo! That's one of the two things we're talking about today.
Yeah. So, did you do lots of research on DuckTales?
I did some.
I did none.
Great.
Other than what I can remember. But Darkwing Duck, which is from... It's actually... only made from September 91 until December 92.
So off the way with cartoons. It has
and then
this.
Just syndicated forever.
They burst out like 100.
They did, yeah, it's crazy. They did. So yeah, we're going to talk about a period of time where the great hope in children's cartoons and television...
Was feathered.
Feather you like it or not.
There it is. Now we're getting there. We're warming up.
Woo!
Touchdown!
Quackers! I'm trying to think of more puns on the go, but I wasn't quick enough, so I just stumbled again. I've just put the fucking handbrake on.
Shit. Let's go into reverse. But basically, between like 87 and 90, you had DuckTales, a woohoo.
Yep.
Which we will be talking about.
Talk about
then it had a spin-off side project, which was called Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck. Whenever there's trouble... you can call DW.
That's good to know.
Yeah, Darkwing Duck.
What I liked about the phrase DW being short for Darkwing Duck.
There's a lot of DWs in 90s television.
Is for starters, it's not short for Darkwing Duck because Darkwing is one word.
Yeah.
It should be DD.
Yeah.
Second of all, DW has more syllables in it than Darkwing Duck. So you are not contracting
no, you're not.
Anything in any way.
That's
but
interesting.
Anyway, 87 to 90, DuckTales Woohoo.
Yeah.
That was the story of the grandfather Scrooge McDuck, who has all the cash in the world and spaceships and
regularly
rockets.
Dived into it.
Regularly.
Which I feel
he
like...
He had three grandnephews.
Yep.
Called Alvin, Simon and Theodore.
Yep.
No, wait, wrong franchise.
Incorrect.
Three grandnephews. They got up to scrapes, dinosaurs, spaceships.
Nightmare, all over the place.
Everything. In that
world.
Universe, which was based on comic books from the Disney canon.
Yep.
You have such characters as... Launchpad. He was kind
LP.
Of an Errol Flynn type.
He's a terrible pilot.
He was Biggles, basically, but terrible.
Mm.
And he was kind of a bravado-filled buffoon. But large he was chest. Scrooge McTuck's... McTuck's? McDuck. Scrooge McDuck's pilot.
Right.
And he is in the spin-off show, Darkwing Duck.
He's DW's best mate.
Which is a superhero pastiche.
Yeah.
But not of superheroes that you might know regularly, but more the golden age of superheroes, like The Shadow, early The Flash,
yep.
The Phantom... You know, that green, the green, not Green Lantern, Green Hornet.
Yeah.
That like, oh, period like 50s of massive noir. Hats, cloaks.
Darkwing Duck's commitment to double-breasted, pun intended.
Please.
Do you reckon that maybe that's what the joke is? I've just explained it.
It definitely is.
Because I don't understand why he dresses like a...
Like a really camp vampire.
A really camp vampire or like a really shit, like an 80s Wall Street banker.
Yes, there is a lot of
but
that.
But short of having pinstripes, he wears a purple...
He's a duck. For
he's
starters.
A duck. He's a duck.
He's a duck wearing a purple cape on the outside, but with a red lining on the inside.
Yes.
He has a double-breasted purple four-buttoned jacket, a dark green cravat.
Yep.
And a massive I Edit Vogue hat.
Yep. That's great.
I'll be honest with you, Ross.
Yeah.
Until you said to me that we were doing Darkwing Duck today.
Yeah.
I had A, never heard of him.
Never heard of Darkwing Duck.
B, never seen him. And C, I hadn't watched the Super Bowl before. So like three really big different things.
Did they do like a Darkwing Duck reboot during the Super Bowl adverts?
They did not.
That's
although
a shame.
I would imagine Coldplay doing a good cover of the song, which we should play.
Quack at the stars. No. It was all yellow.
Yep, got it.
We'll play that again. We play the intro to Darkwing Duck.
So, again, two shows this week, but mainly we're focusing on Darkwing
well,
Duck.
Well, yeah, because technically...
You can't have one without the other.
Woohoo. Yeah, they live in the world. They're ahead of the time. It's like the Marvel Universe now, the DC Universe. Imagine they had like big expo, Comic Cons now. They're like
the DW Universe.
Yeah, yeah this were... But because there was going to be a spin-off where it was called, like, I'll pull it up. It was like Duck World. And
yeah.
It was literally just...
They literally quote Duck World in the song.
That's mad.
It's a duck world. Anyway, this is the theme tune to Darkwing Duck.
That's great.
It's great.
This is the city of St. Canard. Like any other major metropolis, it has its problems with the criminal element.
Super cool. Ross, so thank you for introducing the show to me.
Darkwing Duck is great.
It sounds like I'm taking the piss, but its opening title says Darkly Dawns the Duck. This is like the best Batman parody,
there's
superhero,
so many...
crime-fighting fun thing ever.
It's like they got away with... They're like, we need a kid's cartoon because it's part of the Disney afternoon.
Yeah, Disney Channel type thing.
So during the... Well, I'm going to pull this up from because I read this great article from RetroJunk.com. So the year was 1991.
1991.
The USSR officially went back to being Russia. Comedy Central was released in its current format. Magic Johnson had come out and announced that he officially has HIV.
Well, those are three things that made a Sunday afternoon.
In addition, Nickelodeon's Nicktoons are running wild. Nintendo's new Super Nintendo and Sega's Speedy Blue Hedgehog Sonic were both mega hits in the video game world. This time, Disney's two-hour-long block of four half-hour-long series called The Disney Afternoon was in full swing. consisting mainly of a group of soft and safe series that was instantly successful. So they had your DuckTales, they had all this jazz. Yeah. They had the Gummy Bears, things like that.
Oh, the Gummy Bears. Let's never do the Gummy Bears.
No, we're not going to. But then they had this just weird, dark, superhero spoof, great music, plot lines are mental. Watching it as an adult, it doesn't feel... I'm like, what does a kid watch?
It feels quite grown up in a kind of Lego Batman grown up way. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because like, obviously Lego Batman's for kids.
Yes.
But all of the humor really is aimed adult at humor. A well-read, knowledgeable child that gets all the references to obscure comic books. And it's loads of, like, DuckTales was this too. Like, really fun wordplay and, like, kind of looks at the camera and, like, I love it. Like, it's my sort of humor. I'm sure much of what I think is funny now is from watching cartoons like this, like The Tick, for example. And going, this is written by adults for adults, but it's quote unquote for kids.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, this show has so much slapstick in it. It's full on slapstick.
Yeah.
If DuckTales was like adventure, like, hey, we've discovered an ice sloth from Mars, this is a goofy big hatted plonker with a grappling gun shooting about. Not Metropolis, not Gotham City.
Saint-Canard. Which is in the same place as, like, Ducksburg.
Yeah,
or, like, Beeksburg. Or...
It's the same nonsense town.
Yeah. But it's got, like, really... Like, if you took out the characters that were ducks... And remember that 90s Batman cartoon?
It's
the same set.
The 90s Batman, which is obviously something people have been asking us to do forever, and I think I've been like hesitant to do it because it is actually really, really good.
Yeah.
It has the same sharp colors, purples, blacks, grays. Great.
And it doesn't look like a cheap kids cartoon either. Like it looks really well.
It looks movie worthy.
Illustrated, yeah.
Like their pilot, which we were playing the intro from, was definitely artists loving what they're doing, showing off.
Yeah.
Like you can see how much better it is than your average. Better than DuckTales.
Than your average bear. DuckTales Woohoo's got Baloo the bear in. Is that DuckTales?
I don't think so.
Baloo's the that flies.
Possibly.
Confusing things.
Maybe.
I used to have a teddy bear that was Baloo and I thought it was from DuckTales, but I guess I was wrong.
Maybe not. I'd have to double check that. I feel embarrassed and ashamed.
No, don't worry about it. So yeah, we've got Saint Canard. My Google's having a crazy thing. So you got
and a bunch of other characters. It wasn't just him.
You got Darkwing.
Darkwing.
Launchpad.
He's an idiot, Darkwing.
Yeah.
And so is Launchpad, to be honest.
Yeah. And then he's got an adopted daughter who doesn't refer to herself as adopted and follows the idea that her dad and she was born from Darkwing. Confusing psychological cross to bear for everyone.
Well, that's also the kind of thing that you really want to be dealing with when you're 9.
Gosselin Mallard.
He used
the names.
Doesn't he call himself the Masked Mallard?
I think so, yeah.
That's his... one suspects the Masked Mallard.
They had a brainstorming session at the start where everyone came up with every single duck pun and they're like, thank you, we will use every single one. It doesn't matter. The quality control does not matter. We're running with them.
We will give you £5 for every single duck pun you've got. Right, we've run out.
Yeah, we're gone.
That's all we've ever needed. Yeah, this is... I'm so shocked that I didn't get to enjoy this as a kid because I honestly would have bitten this off. It's so much fun. It's so silly and clever and dumb. Like, their villains are ridiculous. Like
Megavolt.
Yeah, Megavolt, right. If I remember correctly here, having watched just a few clips, Megavolt is a... It's the same kind of Disney dog
Goofy.
That looks like Goofy. You know how someone told you when you were 12 that Goofy was a dog and you were like hell. Goofy's a thing. Anyway, so he's the same kind of dog as Goofy.
Yep.
He rollerblades across electricity pylons.
That's right. And he has a American plug
for a hat thing.
For a hair hat. And obviously doesn't do well with water. being electrical.
He doesn't do well.
He
with
don't
water.
Do well. He's not like a duck to water. You couldn't use that turn of phrase, for example. Good.
I was watching a DuckTales episode where they go to the Bermuda Triangle. Needless to say, they find an island there full of pirates that eat seaweed. But that goes without saying.
Yeah, sure.
But there was a bit where the three grandnephews and yep. Scrooge McDuck were worried on the boat that they might get washed off the boat and into the sea.
Right.
And you should have seen me as a fully grown adult watching this on the bus going, "You're ducks!
Yeah.
Well, you ducks can, are ducks!
And ducks can..." Now, I'm going to ask the mystery question of this. So ducks can fly.
A bit.
What was that film where they...
Yes.
The kid teaches the ducks?
Flying Ducks, yes.
Is that Going South? What was that film called?
Going South was Geese.
Is that the one with the girl where she teaches them all to fly and she builds a boat?
It wasn't called Going South, but I know the movie you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was Geese, yeah.
Right.
But ducks can fly.
Because that's the thing I found crazy is that... So you've got a duck pilot.
Yep.
You got a duck. You got a duck daughter. They get in a duck plane. The plane is shaped... Quite egotistical, Darkwing. He's built his own plane that looks basically like his head.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Flies around in it. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like, you know...
He is an egomaniac. The joke, as far as I understood it about this, is that by day, he's a suburban dad looking after his daughter.
His adopted daughter.
By night, he's a total pillock, like a proper Johnny Bravo.
The Wessex, yeah.
Look at me. He really wants the attention, but doesn't want the attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Twirl. He's just kind of a silly...
In a silly hat. A
silly, lovely, large-brimmed hat. He looks kind of like James Bay. Yeah. That should be quite trendy now, Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, I reckon Darkwing Duck could inspire
if
a few.
Hair could...
I'll mention it to some fashion people
Pull
I know.
Pull back the river and then look in your eye.
That's James, yeah, I'm a James duck Bay, with a silly hat.
Ducking in the bed and the bear. Yeah.
There was also a nice bit of kind of meta stuff that I enjoyed.
Go on.
It's meta all over, but Launchpad, his best mate, assistant, sidekick.
LP, yeah. Launchpad McQuack.
Launchpad McQuack. Is his biggest fanboy.
He loves him.
So he's like...
Well, he's a bit of an idiot as well. And he, again, a pilot who's terrible at landing. The thing they always just like... Same in DuckTales, he's a terrible pilot.
He cannot stick the landing.
Cannot.
He's also the kind of doofus where Scrooge McDuck would ask Launchpad, "Do you think we could get a dinosaur back in this big helicopter? Hey, we could get the back, the front, the sides, whatever you want." Yeah. And then Scrooge McDuck would look at the camera and go,
"Yeah."
Anyway, they're both idiots, which is also quite rare to have a story where you go, "Okay, here are our leads. They're both chumps.
They're bumbling their way through to justice.
Bumble justice. TM.
TM. DM.
Are you ready for some bumble justice?"
But yeah, some of my favorite things about DW, obviously, other than his clothes. Excuse me. This is an excellent episode. We'll talk about this in a bit.
There is an episode called Twin Beaks.
And you haven't heard...
Great reference.
I mean, they go to Twin Beaks.
Twin Beaks.
And there's music.
As in Washington.
So I was doing some research. Apparently, So I guess... Because Darkwing Duck is a comic, right? So it's quite a cool comic. The cartoons didn't live in the same universe as...
The comics.
As the comic.
That's fair.
They
happens a lot.
Existed in their own world. And... So the origin and stuff. But yeah, I'll read some trivia. A few episodes of Darkwing Duck were banned. Most infamous seasons used hot spells.
They were banned. Darkwing Duck episodes were banned. Well, this is what we're talking about, it being so adult. Go on.
Plot line involved Gosling trying to gain magic powers and in the process selling Darkwing's soul to the devil.
So there is a...
Sorry, she's still her dad's.
A Faustian pact
plot
line for Darkwing Duck. They weren't kidding in calling it Darkwing Duck.
They said it right there.
Wow.
That was another one of their puns. Another banned episode was a Duckophobia, which is Bluetooth banned because it parodies Spider-Man. So just Marvel were like, no.
Back in the day when Disney weren't Marvel.
Yeah, oh, imagine. Now.
Also, it's a parody of everything. Grow up. I mean, whatever.
And then, they had Shush, which is their version of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
I can't remember what Shush stands for. Hold on, I'm going to pull that up because it's good. Shush stands for something funny. It's like secret. I can't find it.
They're keeping it under wraps.
Shh.
Was there a certain element of Chippendale Rescue Rangers to this.
That's what I'm thinking of. That's where Baloo the Bear is from.
There you go. We'd get there in the end.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Yes, there was. I think, and that was also part of the same
block.
Tailspin.
Got it. Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
The thing I remember most about Darkwing Duck is I had this, and I had Tailspin. There's just animals flying.
You love that. You love flying animals.
Love flying animals.
You used to pick up dogs and throw them out windows.
Animals that aren't supposed to fly, flying. And then animals that can fly, using other methods to fly.
You get off on that.
It's a paradox.
Mm.
Paradox Wing. It's my show, my own cartoon that I used to draw.
Paradox.
Yeah.
Did you have the toys for this?
I didn't have the toys. So yeah, my point being that I had the Game Boy game.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I think I probably... No, my mum and dad sold all the Game Boy games. Tough times.
Your mum did?
Well, I think we had a clear out.
It was probably worth quite a lot.
I can't remember which... We did sell... I can't remember what it was. I remember we were having a clear out and my mum and dad put all my Game Boy games up in a job lot. And then a guy on eBay being like, how much do you want for all these? And my mum and dad getting suspect. They're like, how much do you think they're worth? And he's like... You know, like £150, and they're like, "Why do you want that? Like, why are you going to pay that much money?"
They had this whole. Your parents had this
whole
conversation.
Back and forth on eBay with this guy.
Did they flog it?
Scrooge McDuck. No, I don't think they did because they were like, "Can you Google?" They were like, "Hey, can you do some research?" And I think Darkwing Duck was one of the like really rare.
I have no doubt, especially in the UK, like a UK format Darkwing Duck.
Yeah. I had it on the Game Boy, and it was just a platform game.
Well, they always were, weren't they? It was but like the Lion King platform.
I remember
game.
Being really hard. At my age. I mean, have you ever done that when you were like, I remember we used to play Kirby and I used to get really scared as a child at one bit when the clouds or the spikes come.
Ooh.
And I tell you, no word of a lie, I used to get to that bit as a kid. I must have been, when my brother wasn't born, so I'd have been like 4 or 5, or maybe just born, 4, 5, 6. I used to turn it off when I got to that boss because it freaked me out so much.
I think there's got to be a word, like some kind of slang for game stress. Like, cause there's two forms of it, I think. Gress. It's the... Genuinely, I'm playing System Shock and I'm losing it. Like, I'm finding this properly scary, right?
Yeah.
Or there's the, I don't want to lose. Because I used to get to bosses and go, oh, they always beat me. I'm just not going to play it.
Yeah, for years, never completed Kirby. I remember being a bit older and being like, well, that was easy. And then just being like, well, that was...
I've really made that into a big thing.
Yeah. I was terrified of this cloud with spikes in it.
To be fair, it is a scary idea.
And then Time Crisis is another one I used to stress me out.
Oh, quality. Time Crisis is a great game.
Mm. It didn't scare me, that one. It just used to get me so riled up as a teenager. I was younger than that. It's like Grand Theft Auto existed, but...
It was just a myth.
Time Crisis is good when the guy that's showing the knives.
Scary.
And then you always thought you were Billy Big Balls because you played at home. You go to the arcade and you get...
Trounced.
Absolutely spanked.
And you had to pay for the privilege.
I know, yeah. It was like £1.50.
Great times.
Anyway.
Who could forget? So what episodes...
Not me, apparently.
What episodes in your mind, like, what's stuck around in your mind that you remember when you thought to me... When you thought to tell me, let's do Darkwing Duck.
Well, just the theme tune. I just remember him going, let's get... Because it's... The theme tune... The only other theme tune I can think of where the main character is in the theme tune is... There's probably a few, maybe three I can think of. Darkwing Duck.
You're thinking about cartoons, right?
No, just any.
In West Philadelphia.
There's Prince. Prince. Fresh Prince.
There's Freddie Prinze Jr.
Freddie Prinze Jr. Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Where he goes... I found out the day probably just on cocaine the whole time. Tim Allen.
Apparently, quote unquote. Apparently.
Which I great.
To be fair, look, if you're a stand-up comedian in the 90s, you may be near some substances.
Yeah, sure. We're all dabble. Well, you know, we're all shoveling snow one way or another. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when you're on the Home Improvement show snow shoveling section.
It's Bimford. The Bimford.
The Bimford
the
snow
Bimford blow,
shoveler.
The Bimford blower. Anyway, that, Fresh Prince, Darkwing Duck, Frasier.
They do exist, but this is unusual.
There's a
few,
and I just remember...
This has a song that's then punctuated by it.
If there's trouble, you can call DW. Darkwing Duck, let's get dangerous.
Well, speaking of theme tunes, let's launch up the DuckTales theme tune.
Because DuckTales...
I think DuckTales, actually, I'm not saying it's better or worse.
DuckTales is just known for that. Woo-hoo.
I think it's catchier. and controversial. I think will make me happier.
The thing about the DuckTales was
you always got a good juicy look at some duck bum.
Swishing those duck butts.
Yeah, getting down and dirty.
Why wasn't Scrooge McDuck just constantly covered, broken boned, covered in bruises, diving into cash all the time?
I can explain this. Scrooge McDuck, yep. Notorious billionaire, was part of Marvel's Weapon X project, and his bones were coated with adamantium, which allowed him to swim through metal with ease. He had so much money, this was possible. So, I appreciate it's fun to have a bit of whimsy. How did he not hurt himself diving through that gold? The truth is, he's part metal.
Oh, he's straight through it.
Half robot.
Well, that's interesting. Well, let's have a listen to the...
This makes me so happy. I can't wait to hear this again.
All right, well, you're going to be real fucking happy. Some people being racist in the comments. Life is like a lasers, aeroplanes, it's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, every day that I've been making DuckTales, tales of daring do that and DuckTales. The danger, what's behind you?
DuckTales. Woo! Are you not in a better mood, listener?
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
It is absolute 80s magic. Like,
it's gold. It's solid got gold.
Kenny Loggins, Hall & Oates.
Jessica Stevens.
She's a sex assistant. It's like Hall & Oates here from the other room. Before she interrupted us.
With that ding.
With that ding. I was about to say, that is pure... That pop songwriting, that when it lifts,
it's like Sia.
I'm alive. I'm a quack, quack, quack.
My favorite bit is when they go danger. That's woo! Like that's breaking it down.
I think there's a key change in there as well.
It's just gorgeous.
Everything about it, 100%.
I reckon Bruno Mars could do a good cover of that.
DuckTales, woo! I'm sure there are a number of awful pop punk covers of that song.
You know what? If there aren't, I reckon a band I know. I reckon a well, band gonna, I know.
I'll do it more of a... I get a full 80s production for that. Boom, 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 boom. Get your man...
John Ronson? Jack Ronson?
Mark Ronson.
Mark Ronson.
We got there in the end. Ronson Seal.
Juicin. Builders Merchants.
Yes. Great guys.
Yeah, DuckTales, very simple program. It's rich man gets into a series of wacky adventures, and every single time
he you won't believe along, what happened next.
His three grand nephews always come along. You know, he could be visiting the moon. They somehow come along. They could be inside a volcano.
He's like a duck Richard Branson.
Gargling heroin. Get him involved.
Like, gargling heroin.
Always get those little kids
I'm
involved.
Always gargling.
And frankly, the kids were the most annoying parts about it. They were just like squeaking and squawking. Ugh. They all sound the same. There was no definable character.
Shaking their tushes.
But I loved Scrooge McDuck. Because he was just a grouchy, crotchety Scottish duck. Who loved a little bit of cash. And carried on some terrible racial stereotypes about Scottish people being very, very, very tight with their money. Now, I don't know whether you knew any Scottish people, Ross.
I don't know if you're talking about.
I'm off to Glasgow next weekend.
Aye, what are you doing in Glasgow?
I'm going to go see some films at a youth film festival.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, I want to have a great time.
That'd be good.
But
like what youth? Like GCSE? Like media studies?
All I was told in the email studies? Was DAUT.
Okay.
So I don't know what age period listen, that is.
The youth are... The children are the future.
That's what I hear. That's what makes me worried.
Woo!
So, can I also bring one other thing?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago,
go on.
I met Scrooge Will McDuck. Smith.
Fresh Prince.
Oh, woo!
Are you just name dropping?
Name dropping. It's just not just one drop. There's like
I need that X Factor.
Chris Adadeji.
That's good.
Did you know that Will Smith's real name is Willard Smith? Anyway, Willard Smith was in Radio 1.
Where you work.
Where I work. To promote his new movie, which is out very soon, called Concussion.
Concussion.
Which, talking about the Super Bowl, is about...
It's about adverts in between.
That's correct. That's right. It's about advertising and Pepsi Cola. No, it's about NFL players, American football players, repeatedly smashing their heads together. And
That doesn't do you any good, that?
Apparently it's not good.
The pounding old, skulls.
The old noggin, the old brain bone next gets a bit
know.
Shattered.
Next thing you know, he's a Scientologist.
I mean, perhaps.
Concussion.
Concussion.
Yeah, anyway.
Concussion movie, yep, good. And he came in to talk about it, and I had the privilege, nay, the honour, to speak to Big Willie. And amazingly, he actually brought up Big Willie.
What? Just out of the blue?
He just walked in and went, "Man, I have a big penis." And I said, "Good to see you, Will."
Good to see you, Will.
Did I mention my penis? You did, Will. Please sit down.
Wow. Really? Just talking about...
No, I said to him, look, you're in the UK. You're in the... My dingus. I said, you're in the UK. Good to see you here. Thanks for coming down. Question for you is, what do British fans say to you in particular when they see you on the street? Nice, easy question.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know what they say? And he's got the most amazing laugh. He goes, ha, 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 ha. And he said, they say to me, "Hey, Big Willie." And I was like, I bet they do. I bet they do. And he goes, "But it means something different over here, doesn't it? Doesn't it?" And I was like, yes, it means penis.
You allowed to say penis on Radio 1?
No.
Aren't you?
You got to say member.
No, you don't.
No, you don't, Ross.
You had me fool there for a second. I was absolutely bought that. I was like, some booklet they hand out. It's like, these are the following approved.
It says on the front, members only.
If I saw Will Smith, I'd ask him when Wild Wild West 2 is coming out.
You know what somebody after me asked, and I actually think she's a genius and I should give her all the props in the world. But A Dot, one extra's A Dot. As the final question for her interview period, asked Willard Smith, she said, "Who's your favourite Aunt Viv?"
Wow.
She asked Will Smith, the man who got the first Aunt Viv chucked off of the Fresh Prince, who...
I didn't know that, so that's why I've got Aunt a lot of Viv silence.
Was.
Did she know that? Or did she...
I can't speak to that. All I know is that the whole room did that thing where it was like, frost, 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 frost.
The next thing, the other, one thing you can say is, there was another person who had a concussion that day, huh?
Maybe.
Will Smith punched her in the face.
Smack. No, he laughed it off because it was hilarious and it really DuckTales.
Woo.
So yeah, honestly, you've got to check it out. The interview will be up I think very very soon. Check out A.Dot's show to hear it. But she asks him favorite Aunt Viv, and I'll let him do the unanswering for that one. But genuinely,
back to my Johnson,
back to my Big Willie. No, it was an honour and a privilege, and I didn't get a selfie because I have some kind of selfie restraint.
Well, don't do that. What are you doing getting a fucking selfie?
Pun.
There's a video of you talking to each other. That's better than a
you
selfie.
You can have that. You can have that.
When you're on Parkinson, they don't go...
As I often am.
Or on... Do they still do This Is Your Life? I don't think they do anymore, do they?
Sorry, is that? What?
This Is Your Life. You know, the red book.
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
No, that was a 90s show. We don't talk about that kind of thing anymore.
Okay. Imagine they did This Is Your Life now, and it was just a book of fucking selfies. That's what they would do now.
The show would take ages.
That'd be awful.
It was a Tuesday in October, and you were wearing a string vest for some reason. Next.
And then, Dean Cain. The other thing, just while we're on the top of digression.
No, please, because Dean Cain
is on the skiing thing.
Let's call it The Jump.
Is that what it's called?
The Jump.
Dean Cain's on The Jump right now.
I know someone who had a photograph with Dean Cain.
That's great. What I want to know is who had to explain to Dean Cain who Arge is. Dean, thanks for coming down. He's probably not doing a lot, is he, Dean? Well, we looked at his resume.
Well, he had a great time with all those puppy movies.
Yeah. Thanks for breaking away from the set of Puppy Got Tail.
Puppy Got Tail, or no, it's like finding a horse for Christmas, cuddling a koala for Easter.
The hooves that spoke.
Clopping your way to joy.
Clop one off with Dean Cain.
Not real.
Not real.
The rest was real, but that's not real.
Dean Cain, out of work actor.
Star of Superman, The New Adventures of Superman, Lois and Clark.
For one point of his life, prime time television real estate.
Hyper famous.
Right?
The most famous
Superman,
half Japanese person ever.
According to all the YouTube comments. Did they talk about that on The Jump?
Hey, your dad was half Japanese. Yes, he was. Next question.
Cool. How do you think that will affect your skiing?
Well, I think I'll break my bones like everyone else does in these shows. So I'm really happy I've got my kryptonite pants not on today.
Did he say the kryptonite? Tell him about kryptonite?
No, I don't think he did.
Okay, cool. Anyway, just the idea of him having to be like, so this is a guy called, the whole time I was just like, Arge. What is,
there were no words. Arge.
I just couldn't, what have I become? That's what I think Dean Cain was.
What I'm saying is I'm hoping he's going to come into the BBC in some way. And if so, I am going to press the best friend button when you just go up and say,
We spoke really well of him on our podcast.
We love him. We love him. I genuinely love him.
Do you think he's probably listened to it? I think he's probably going to listen.
I will check. Because we can check on our stats.
Check on acast.com.
I also know that he absolutely loves duck-related cartoon programming.
Well, he's in luck, because we're talking. You're listening.
To the Scrooge McDuck Power Hour.
It's quacking.
It's still not working for me.
Quacking's not working. I mean, that's literally the easiest one.
Yeah. Mm.
Duck, Ballard, Mallard.
Bill.
You're Bill to... I'm gonna, you're, oh, no. Bang to rights. Doesn't work now.
Sorry about that, mate. I love you, but it's just not working.
Dead as a dodo.
No, wrong.
No.
Scrooge McDuck, elderly Scottish anthropomorphic rich duck. He was created, believe it or not, in 1947.
Yeah, these are really old characters.
Really old-fashioned characters. Obviously, he's based on Ebenezer Scrooge. But I like the idea that Scrooge was a first name, and I think I might call my first child Scrooge McPlum.
That's a great name.
Sounds great, isn't it?
I love it. Quacking. Rule of thirds. Rule of three. If you say it enough times.
If you you bury it and then dig it up again.
Yeah. Not unlike Scrooge did with his money, probably.
Probably.
But yeah, Scrooge McDuck is kind of like the Donald Trump of the...
He really is.
Like, you'd probably... I mean, you know, he'd probably
Donald Duck Trump.
He'd probably build a wall.
Yes, he would build a wall.
Good. That's enough about Scrooge McDuck.
Darkwing. To Darkwing, we'll Double D.
So...
You loved it. And did you enjoy going back and watching these episodes again?
I loved it. I'll be honest with you. The thing I've kind of forgot, because they're like quite... Well, when I first saw that they were 21 minutes long, I was like, that seems quite long. Like
Really?
I don't know. Like some of the cartoons we watched, like 10, 15 minutes long, you know?
Well, that's true. I mean, but this is the same sort of length as... let's say Biker Mice from Mars or Bucky O'Hare.
Biker Mice from Mars came up the other day because I don't know if you saw on our Twitter, like this podcast called Storytellers? Storybreakers. They come up with a brand new film plot every single episode and they asked us for a film plot.
Wow.
I don't know if they did it by accident or something terrible happened.
I swear we came up with one just over the past 20 minutes.
Yeah, so. I mean, we're constantly coming up with them.
Yeah.
And thankfully, they're all copyrighted because they're on acast.com.
Thank you very much.
Available on all good iOS and Android devices. But
other devices are available.
Sure, Windows Phone, for example.
Yep.
I don't know if they have an app on there.
Duck Phone.
I've got nothing.
Quackpool.
Quackpool.
Quapple?
No.
Quabble?
Mallard?
No.
Duck L'Orange?
That's
the network.
That's the network.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite an expensive bill. Right, let's stop this now.
Woo!
A woohoo!
Darkwing
Duck, we didn't mention that, was originally conceived as a spin-off to a episode called Double O Duck, which was a spy spoof.
That's correct.
The other thing is about Darkwing Duck is that it is the only of its kind direct genre spoof in the Disney cartoon canon.
Yeah, they did love ducks in Disney.
Up until that point, there was no like direct genre bit. So it would be, oh, we're doing the Journey to the Center of the Earth episode of DuckTales. But there was no show that's had a premise which was taking the mick out of something.
Yeah.
And this was taking the mick out of something so obscure that as a child, there was no way I'd get that this was popping fun at the shadow.
There was pop culture references. One of my favorite bits is that when he announces himself to any, so every episode, similar premise. Starts, shit goes down, Darwin Duck has to sort it out. There's a crisis of confidence in the middle. It's like every Tom Cruise film. Uh-oh, are we going to figure this out? I'm a bit of an idiot. Through bumbling, falling through things, we figured it out. Happened.
And then he says, hey, I knew what to do all along. And
yeah, exactly. Like, yeah,
hubris.
But every time he announces himself to a villain, he always goes, I am the terror that flaps in the night. And then he does another thing. And there were... He goes,
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
I am the batteries that are not included.
That's so funny.
Great.
All right, I'm going to set you up and I want to give you some more.
Okay.
I am the terror that something and that something.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
I am a special news bulletin that interrupts your favorite show.
That is good.
Good, isn't it? Like, because as a kid, you'd be like, what?
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
I am the termite that devours your floorboards.
That's so obscure.
I am the terror that flaps the night. I am the surprise in your cereal box. It's great. I am the terror that flaps the night. I am the raspberry seed you can't floss out. I had lunch with somebody the other day. They had a bit in your teeth and I didn't know them well enough to...
Oh dear.
Nightmare that.
I am the terror that flaps in the night. I am the scourge that pecks at your nightmares.
That's quite dark, that one.
Yeah, that's probably one that got banned.
Yeah. I'm the terror that flaps the night. And the low ratings that cancel your program.
I love it.
Like, as a child, just... I wouldn't have... I don't know what ratings are.
Great. It's just a great setup gag.
Yeah. Every time. And again, I think they probably just wrote them all out.
In one session.
And the terror that flows out, I'm the smoke that smokes smoked oysters.
Oh, man. The kids lap up a smoked oyster joke.
Yeah. I am the $10 service charge and all return checks.
Wow. That's a 90s humor. Joke.
Yep.
There was some fourth wall breaking stuff here I'm seeing.
Yep.
He says, whoops, wrong cartoon, halfway through a joke, Megavolt.
I'll finally be rid of the meddling kids and their nosy dog. Whoops, wrong cartoon.
That's funny stuff.
Yeah. That's good. Good humor. But yeah, there's a few good shows. Feel good episodes. There's like 98 episodes.
Yeah, give me some standout episodes. Good eps that people listening to the show can go, hey.
And they're all
hey.
Online. There's one called Time and Punishment.
What's that
they're
about?
They're all play on words as well.
No way.
Yeah, man.
This Duck Pun Show has got puns in it.
Beauty and the Beat.
What are these ones about? What's
so, Time and Punishment, if you search for stuff, and I remember this is a good one, is basically Gosling accidentally hitches a ride on Quacker Jack's time top.
I've just got the joke about Gosling. It's meant to be like Gosling, but it's
Rosalind.
Gosling. Oh, God. Great stuff, Gosling.
Anyway, she goes travels in time where she discovers that DW, thinking that she had run away, has become a ruthless tyrant known as Dark Warrior Duck.
So it is an alternative timeline story.
It's
jump into the future and the good guy goes bad.
It's Minority Report before Minority Report existed. And he...
It's what if Batman saw his parents get killed and became a total weirdo? No, wait. I mean, bad guy.
Yeah. And but the whole episode is like, he's like, you shouldn't, he gets bored of fighting crime. So he just like stops people like eating. He's like, that's your cholesterol skyrocket. And he just shoots. This guy eats this massive hoagie. He's like, no.
Wow. Can't eat that. That sounds amazing. Like, I love any kind of alternate timeline that allows people to imagine the unimaginable about their favorite characters.
But yeah, Dark Warrior Duck is evil.
So that's the new version, the bad version of Darkwing.
He's the bad. He's, I am the terror that hunts in the night. I am the jackal that gnaws in your bones. It's like, oh, I am Dark Warrior Duck. Still DW.
I see what they did there. That sounds amazing. So that's
good.
So that's called
and it's
Time
like
Punishment.
Time and Punishment. The one other one, which I completely passed my mind, I was searching around, is... it's called Twin Beaks.
So this is the one we were briefly referring to earlier. What is Twin beaks
about.
So I'll
give you the synopsis, since you've asked so nicely.
Yes, please.
Going to click on a link. And also, we should point out, you know it's a great show. Darwin Duck has its own Wikipedia.
It really has such an in-depth Wikipedia.
And it's like loads of stuff on it. It's not just me.
It's so much loved.
Twin Peaks.
So where is
Honker's
this?
Parents go missing. That's the girl next door's pal. And clues point to the mysterious town of Twin Peaks, where a mutated alien race of cabbages have begun their conquest of Earth from this unseemly town.
So you have me at the phrase mutated alien race of cabbages.
But if you look at all the episodes, it's like Planet of the Capes, The Incredible Bulk.
Villains include such awesomely named people as Bushroot and Daisy.
Yeah, Quack of Ages.
Tusker Mini.
Crime and Punishment.
Negaduck.
Dress to Kill. Stress to Kill.
Great villain, Quackerjack.
Yeah. But anyway, all I want to really play for you is the bit where they arrive at Twin Peaks because
they want to find the parents.
They want to find the parents. They fly there on the
Duck face duck ship.
Yeah. I'm just going to find it. Hold on a second.
In the shape of a duck face.
Because it's great.
I really.
And the mountains are duck bills as well. So that's.
What else would they be?
Well, obviously.
That's what it said in the bill of sale.
There you go. Let's sit here. Let me find it.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Don't. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. He just broke the internet. Please enjoy this music.
Hold on a sec.
Gardening with Gertie. Sounds a little intellectual for Herb.
Look, she's got some of those weird cabbages.
Ah, stop the tape.
Again,
look
music.
At the shrubbery behind her. It's not some of that pesky mildew, is it? No, but you're close.
No.
Shoot! Once again, the brilliant Darkwing Duck solves a case with logic, analysis, and deduction.
How so?
Isn't it obvious? Bushwood escapes from prison, kidnaps the Muddlefoots, and forces them to grow mutant cabbages.
Why?
Why? Because he has to with a beacon. I better get more clues.
Oh, don't worry, Hawkman. With this dowsing rod, I'll find your folks in a jiffy.
Oh, please.
This is insane. What is going on? Mutant cabbages? Dowsing stick?
It's just, nothing's going to... But I want to play it because I can't find the spot, so I'll just waste your time. I'm sorry. Let me just...
Right. This says the show was taped in the town of...
Here you go. Here you go.
Weird.
What the fuck? The pouring coffee. The waitress has only got, she's got the eye patch on. Throwing the dead duck into the water.
In a cellophane bag.
In a cellophane bag.
Well, there's Twin Peaks. Guess it's
there you go. So,
Wow. There is a duck-based cartoon that takes the mick out of
Twin Peaks.
David Lynch's finest work.
Apparently, David Lynch was involved in Darkwing Duck. He had a hand in it. I don't know whether that's true or not. But when I looked it up, because I was like, Twin Peaks, that is amazing. And David Lynch was actually involved with many episodes. It's only just a quote I found in one article. I can't prove it, but
that's wonderful. What a great universe we live in.
That David Lynch was like, you know what? Which would make total sense because it's great.
I'm gonna have to watch so many more of these episodes.
And I think there's one called Dead Duck where he like deals with his life and death crisis. It's like really deep.
I haven't watched one of these shows that I haven't. This is okay. Let me put it this way. Rarely you'll suggest a thing that I haven't heard of before.
Yeah,
and so that's rare too.
You know
that I haven't seen this at all.
Yeah,
I've seen it, love it. And over the course of this conversation, I want to watch many, many more.
Yeah, it's great. And also,
normally we go, hey, I like this thing. And then you don't want to go home and watch anymore. This, no. I want to sit down and get hooked.
There's definitely, like, yeah, I mean.
I want to feather my nest.
You want to lay some eggs on this thing?
Man, I do, and indeed do.
You want to... No.
Come on, man. What's going on? You need to keep abreast of these puns.
I just feel like I should really... just ducking and weaving around them, you know?
You are doing that. You are? I'll give you that.
Quacking.
You got it. Can you stop trying to make quacking happen?
No.
So what I'm saying to you is that I love this, and thanks. And I've got two episodes I've got to go watch. Obviously, I've got to go and watch Twin Peaks. Bilcombe. And Time and Punishment.
Don't have a mallet about it.
What on earth?
I don't know. It's just rubbish, isn't it?
You're draking the piss. Too much. Anyway, yeah, I loved it. And I thank you for introducing it to me. I mean, DuckTales, let's just dismiss it with a wave.
Dismiss it. I mean, visit it. It's great. But
it's good.
The reason we didn't... Round the twist we did... Because it went 89, 90, and then did some more in the 90s, so we could forgive it. But really...
DuckTales is 80s.
Is 80s, and it looks 80s. Its references are 80s.
Feels 80s. Also, it is distinctly for kids. This is one of those nice hidden... like Bucky O'Hare, not really for kids, not really for adults.
Yeah.
Just a great thing.
Well, I've just found this crazy... Because there's comments, and there's a New York Times article about Darkwing Duck.
What is it called?
Oh, it's just about violence. They took it off air because there was some bad stuff happened in some country.
Anyway, so...
I once stole a Darkwing Duck toy from Disneyland, said Eric T71.
Someone has said on this article, this is possibly the best article on Darkwing Duck ever conceived.
I wouldn't argue with that. It's great. Trevor, I see what they did there.
Got it.
On RetroJunk.com.
RetroJunk, check it out.
Yeah, it's great. Great. But yeah, there's a few Time and Punishment, Twin Peaks... Just Us, Justice Ducks.
Didn't they want to do a spin-off called Justice Ducks?
Yes, which was... that was going to be like the League of... It was going to be like Justice League.
DC's, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or S.H.I.E.L.D. or, you know, the universes, and it's never happened.
Do we know why it wrapped up?
It's a wonderful leaf.
It had four seasons, right? So...
Well, it had... It's weird because...
Was it because of the episode differing... The Haunting of Mr. Banana Brain?
I don't know what it was. It just... It was actually only two seasons. It was 91 episodes.
Two for 91? Okay, well, I've got my math totally wrong. Two
and then
seasons.
So the weird thing was is that they put it into syndication immediately whilst they hadn't shown all the episodes.
Classic.
And they're like, so there was actually some arc, and like, baddies would reveal themselves because he would defeat one or whatever, or think he defeated one.
And they'd come back.
But then you
dead.
Watch it, and he'd be like, oh, he's gone. Oh, he's back. And he's like, I'm back again, Darkwing. You're like, well, I've not seen you go away.
Of course.
So, nightmare, you know.
Well, look, I'm so glad it exists.
But yeah, it was on Disney, ABC, part of the Disney Wiki. Yeah, it's great. It's just great.
This is a show that has a character called Megaduck.
Megaduck.
Who doesn't want that? It's also got a title pun called Clash Reunion.
And then there's the baddies. There's Foul, the fiendish organization for world larceny.
So that's like Spectre or Smirsh.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. That's pretty much all I've got.
One final duck
I've got on my ducks.
This show is ducking great. What are you going to give it out of 1,990?
Yeah, I just found it really to be just a quacking show. you okay? Did you just have a stroke?
I just died.
I just died in your...
Mouth?
I can't pull any duck puns. It's rubbish.
You really can't.
Normally I'm quite...
Oh, you never rest.
Tired, man.
I'm watching too many cartoons.
Woo!
So what are you giving it out of... Woohoo! 1,990.
I'm going
to
give
it... You introduced this to me. You got to be proud of it.
Duck. I went through everything today. I went through every emotion possible that you could get.
You were getting dangerous.
I was, you know, hatching out the egg and I felt... unsure about it. I was like, is this good?
Really? You weren't sure about how good
it was? Well, I watched it and then I was like, oh, it's just another cartoon. And
I'm not one
of those people that can...
Let's open the brackets of, yes, it's just a
cartoon.
I
don't watch Adventure Time. You know,
that's fair.
Bullshit.
Many people do, and I do like people who do.
Yeah, sure. We wish them a lot of luck as we do all children. But when I started watching this, I was like, you know what? This is actually pretty good. It's funny... So, you know, it's like, oh, it's Toy Story. They do it for the adults. The little winks are great. And it's clever. It's funny. It looks good.
It's got ducks in it.
It doesn't look like Biker Mice from Mars, where it looks like a shitty, poorly made. I love ducks.
This was made with love, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a real feather in its cap.
Nice. We're getting there.
We're almost there.
I mean, who needs context, but that is good.
Yeah. Duck text.
To be fair, DuckTales, the show we're not talking about, did regularly make those kind of duck puns where it would be, oh, let's get in the duck car, go to Duck Town.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they have that. They have like Sinbad.
Put on your duck shoes. Don't forget your duck hat, and yeah. Make sure you wash behind your duck ears, which you don't duck have for duck's sake.
Your beak. Your big beak.
Your big massive mook.
Your massive beak.
1,990, your massive beak.
I'm going to give it 1,770.
I was hoping you'd go into the 1,700s.
That's high, isn't it?
That's solid. Like, I don't know it well enough to give it the full judgment, but I'm going to give it 1,707.
I think, yeah.
Because I think I'm giving it one of those ratings where it's like, I want you to go and try it out.
Also, I think somebody's just come on to start writing comics for it again.
Great news.
Like, cool. So, like, you know, even if you were like, oh, love watching old cartoons ironically, you could still be cool and relevant. And now, hip, hang out with
You can get people. The poster, put it on your wall.
Sure. Get the Game Boy game for your emulator.
Yeah.
Your SNES emulator.
Put it on in your computer game pub that you run in Shoreditch.
Yeah, or there's a weird computer game pub in Caledonian Road.
Is there one?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Near where I live.
Let's go right now.
Let's go now.
Oh, woohoo. So yeah, I give it 1,707. You give it 1,770. It's just a good thing, and I'm glad it exists, and it's utterly nuts, and it's all kind of that meta humor I like, and
absolutely,
it's got ducks in it, so great.
Shout out to the AM Movie Show. They said they I haven't listened to it yet, so forgive me, I'm a busy man.
Okay, I forgive you.
But they mentioned us on their podcast.
Wow, I'm so listening the hell out of that.
They, because I think they were talking about bad podcasts or something.
That makes sense.
Yeah. No, they were they're talking about Nickelodeon cartoons from the 90s. Well, listen what, guys. You know, duck down and listen. Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm honestly so angry at myself.
Listen, duck what, guys?
Listen, quackily.
Nice.
No. You're just saying.
Can you believe that Joey from Friends is going to be on
Duck Gear?
Woo!
Yeah, well, he loves the Porsches.
I just, you know.
Well, listen, that's the anti-Beeb.
I think Top Gear should have actually hired a cartoon duck for their Top Gear show.
They have. It's called Chris Evans.
Oh,
zing!
That's a duck burn.
Yeah. You are a duck laranged.
A woo hoo hoo. Yeah. Boo hoo.
Hoisin.
Okay,
duck?
How good a hoisin? Can you do that hoisin? One? He's been hoisined by his own canard.
Oh yeah.
Think about it.
Shredded.
French. Shredded.
That duck just got shredded.
That's nice.
That would have been good. Anyway, yeah. Thanks for listening as always.
Thanks for tweeting in. Always love your tweets.
If you want to listen, if you've listened to every single episode,
then I hope you get out of hospital soon.
Do you have tinnitus?
Yep.
Also, if you've enjoyed the intro music, well, guess what, guys? Now you can listen to the whole thing on the internet because Cheap Meat, my band, REP, I went up for pre-sale today. If you go over to cheapmeatmusic.com, you can go to the merch. I'll post up a bunch of links. You can check it out.
Can I just say, Ross, when you say guess what, it's guess difficult what? To actually make the guess if you give me the answer. So it ruins the fun.
I see, yeah. Well, but, we're strapped for time.
Do you want to know what my guess is?
Go on.
That you have a website, cheapmeat.com, and I can buy merchandise there.
Cheapmeat.com.
Cheapmeat.co.uk.
We have cheapmeatmusic.com, and we have cheapme.at.
Were you too cheap like for cheapmeat.com?
No, I think it's something else.
Did you have a meeting about it?
Yes.
Good.
Shredded duck.
Great stuff. So yeah, you've got stuff and new merchandise.
Mallard.
And buying and stuff and pay.
No
for
DuckTales.
No DuckTales
things.
Merch.
We do have some Hulk.
Can you
Hogan
do a
stuff.
T-shirt that references DuckTales? Woohoo.
I would love to do that. Maybe some Darkwing Duck. Or maybe we'll come on to Darkwing Duck theme tune.
Please.
Or maybe the DuckTales theme tune actually would be better.
I think
it?
DuckTales is good.
Because that gets you in a good mood.
Just pumps you up.
I'm pumped up when I hear that.
I'm pumped up right now. So yes, one final thought for the day.
Go on, Ellie.
Robot Wars is back, back, back.
Robot Wars is back. You're welcome.
It is getting recommissioned, and I only have myself to thank. Not even you, Ross, just myself.
You were there. You infiltrated the BBC. You got in. Do you reckon we have access to that?
Me and Dara O'Brien.
It's Dara doing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll get Dara on the podcast.
We came up with this cunning plan, and the plan was to reboot Robot Wars, and they're doing it. And he's got a bit to do with science and planets and stuff.
I'm not interested in that. Why am... Are they going to get... what's his name back on commentary?
I don't know. I reckon Craig Charles should be demoted to commentary.
Craig, I don't want to listen. What, he's going to fucking DJ in between.
He'd be brilliant. He gets out his trunk of funk.
Just play some Motown.
I would love one of the robots to be called Craig Charles's...
Yeah.
Craig Charles's trunk of funk.
I would like that as well.
That fires bullets.
Or like every time Matilda comes out, they play that song by LJ. This is for Matilda. And then she comes out and burns Charles.
That would be the indiest thing ever.
That's the kind of thing they need to do. We should be consultants on the show.
I think Van Halen should write a song called Sergeant Bash.
Van Halen couldn't write another fucking song if he tried. That's the problem. I mean, they could, but they're not going to. And I'm sad about it. So thanks for bringing it up.
Cool.
Cool. Love you. Bye. But yeah, thank you for listening, as always.
We love you, and goodbye.
Also, what do I do next time?
Stay witchy.
Woohoo!
We did it. No. Okay, what are we going to do next? Do you want to decide now?
You decide now.
I decide now.
Do you want to do, like, yeah. I mean, there's a few things that are massive.
We've done a cartoon.
Yeah.
And we haven't done a cartoon.
That wasn't real people.
It wasn't
they
real
didn't
people.
Have ducks.
We might want to do some real people.
Real peeps. Gilmore Girls has just been relaunched, but that's a mammoth.
That's quite noughties, mate. That's not as nice as you think.
Isn't it?
It just ain't, honey. Sugar.
Friends. It just ain't. We should do Friends.
Please. That's just no. Okay, hang on. We
can you imagine having to do a podcast about Friends? Like, we could Friends is good, isn't it?
We could do this. We can think of something. What's it going to be?
Doug is a cartoon, but I also love Doug. I've got a lot of time for Doug.
That Seinfeld show, have you heard of that?
I love Seinfeld so much, but I feel like...
You can't analyse that in a shonky, crappy way.
No.
It's got to be a treat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry, guys. I should have thought of this.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I feel like a bad person.
Well, tweet us what you think it is. The first person to tweet us is, as long as it's a good suggestion, we'll do it.
That makes some sense to me. Tweet if we do like a Saturday morning show like Live and Kicking? What if we do
Let's do Live and Kicking.
Let's do... here it is. Here's the pitch. Live and Kicking versus CD UK.
Was CD UK 90s?
I think that may have been early noughties, but let's see. There was a CITV like battle. But let's look at Live and Kicking.
Let's do some research.
And take the mick out of the ridiculous guests and stuff.
And the clear telephones.
Clear... Yeah, now we're talking. I'm in. Live and Kicking. To Americans, you'll have no idea what we're talking about.
Bye,
To English people, probably the same.
Yeah.
Look it up. It's great. Also, it's not.
LNK. We don't do duvets. We'll talk about it all.
Duck duvets. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Stay witchy.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.